A good little team heading to the races today. G'day, Cody.
Morning, Dave.
Mate, off to Quirindi. And before I get to it, mate, Tamworth Cup, obviously, was after Anzac Day last week. It was on the Friday. It looks like they've got a big crowd there.
I would say it's the biggest crowd they've had there in years, Dave. Jack and the club got a great job and got really good weather. And, yeah, it was a huge crowd.
That's great stuff, mate. And you had a couple of winners on the day, I think.
Yeah, that helps. Yeah, we won the John Cliff Memorial and last race of the day. So, yeah, it was good.
That's good, mate. How's it all going at the new setup you've got?
Terrific. No, it's been really good. Something that we should probably did a couple of years ago. We sort of had 50 in work for a long time and we're back to 30. And, yeah, it's still taking new horses, but just turned them over a lot quicker, Dave. Like, it's such strong racing now with what, you know, with the trainers that are at Scone. So, you know, I had a few go around Friday and they didn't even make it back to the stables, you know, the, out the gate. It's just so competitive. But, you know, with that number of 30 instead of 50,
exactly right. Mate, what about today? You go to Quirindi. I might start in race four. You've got Tyson's Dream and also Social Outcast. I'll start with Tyson's Dream, a Sebring gelding, third last start at Scone behind a pretty smart one. Oh, we've got you there, Cody. We might have lost Cody there. Not sure if we've got him connected. He might be there. He might not be there. I'll just see if Cody's in line. Can you hear me, Cody?
Yeah,
it just dropped out, mate. I don't know what happened there. Yep. Tyson's Dream, mate. I'll start with him. So he obviously, last time we saw him at the races was in April, and he flew home behind a really smart one.
Yeah, he was really good. He drew awkward, got a long way back. He was weaving between them. He probably levelled out the last 50 metres, but he hadn't run for a month. And with this race today, always in mind.
All right. You've also got Social Outcast in the same race?
Yeah, I tried to separate him. He was in yesterday at Inverell and drew off the track. He's still pretty progressive. He won by four lengths the other day, first time out to a mile. So not a great deal between them. I just sort of, Tyson's Dream is definitely coming out of a stronger race. But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either way.
All right. No More Romance in race five.
Drawn a touch awkward, drew out Nate. I'll just leave that to Grant, whether he sort of, where he slots in. His work's been good. Probably could do with a little bit of cleaning up in the coat still. So he's probably going to, whatever he does today, he'll be better second up.
Okay, all right. And then you've got Smart Shot in race six.
He's off a long break, 12 months off, had a soft trial, looks really well. If it was 1,100, oh, geez, I think he'd be very close to winning. Just at 1,000, he's definitely an each-way chance.
All right. Tell us about the Musselbrook nom you've got, Agnodice. Will you go there for the tiara?
Yeah, definitely. She'll go down there. Aaron Bullock's booked to ride her. She's won her last couple. Probably hasn't won out of strong races, but she's been winning and looks a good race for her on Friday.
All right, perfect. And what about some of those winners that we saw at Tamworth? She's Exotic and Arctic Legend. Where will they pop up?
Don't know yet with Arctic Legend, but She's Exotic will run in the Denise's Joy, the three-year-old fillies race. Yeah, it's obviously a big step up for her, but it's only an hour and a half down the road and we'll give her a chance.
Perfect. Have you got a couple of big dance horses or something for the Cozzy Osco that in the next couple of months you'll start to fire the cannons for?
Yeah, I really like a horse, Last Frontier. I think he's won three from five or four from six, something like that. He's got a good record. You know, each year when you go in it and, you know, I haven't hit the mark yet, but you sort of see what sort of horse is needed each year. And he sort of fits that profile. So he's back in work now and hopefully work towards that.
All right, champion. Thanks so much for joining us, Cody. What would be the best of the day?
Probably Tyson's Dream.
Okay. Have a great day, mate.
Not a problem. Thanks,
there we
Dave.
Go.